story of Mert and Moir. Margie Mitter has done something that may cause plenty of complications in the Ray Hunt murder investigation. Seemingly by accident, Marge slipped off the top button that Mert said she had sewn on. Marge sewed the button on again and brought it to Mert. Just as overture was called, one of the detectives told Mert to return the coat as soon as the letter number was over. He had instructions to bring it immediately back to headquarters. In just a moment, we'll see what happens in today's episode of the story of Mert and Marge. Show is over. But Captain O'Toole is still working in his office at police headquarters. As he come in, he's talking on the telephone.
Hello, Mickey. Did you say those two girls are on the way over here?
Uh-huh.
And the costume designer.
Oh, are you founded with you?
Well, you're supposed to know where he is all the time. And see what you do. Goodbye.
You want Joe and me to stay here, Captain?
I certainly do, Eddie. You two seniors ought to be setting a feet out in the street someplace. Before you tear a New York cop, you are.
Well, Captain, you told us to leave the coat at the theater tonight so the scared girl could wear it in the show.
It's a wonder you didn't come back with the kimono instead of the coat. Now, just what did you do?
Why, we went down to the
store. Hold on.
What did I tell you, Willie? Why, we went down to that sewing room and, Chip and Tupper hadn't come in yet. When he came in, we asked him all the questions you told us to ask him.
And I suppose you learned the first bit in coherence.
He showed us the kind of thread the buttons were sewn on here. The coat was okay when we left it there with him.
And when the scared girl came out the stage, we took the coat right off her back.
Not that coat. There is no back.
Well, we had to wait until she went down in the dressing room and she handed it out to us.
Are you sure this is the same coat? You might have handed out somebody else's.
Yeah, that's the name right there on the inside of the collar.
Yeah, that's you all right. Well, Jack Arnold's on his way over here. We'll find out now how his sentiments lay. And when those girls get here, bring that spear girl in first, Eddie.
Okay, Captain.
Oh, hello, Arnold.
Hello, O'Toole. We've been trying to locate Mr. Taft 2 hours. You have something important to tell
me? Yes, I have, Arnold. Did you go over to the theater tonight?
No, I've been very busy tonight. In fact, all day. I think I'll be able to make an arrest soon. Oh, I see you got that coat over here again.
Yeah, the boys brought it back again as soon as the spear girl came off after that letter number. That's the same coat, isn't it, Arnold?
Oh, it looks like the same coat to me. Any marks on it?
Well, there's one on the collar there.
Yeah, Myrtle Spear's name and indelible ink on the white lining.
You took particular notice of that coat when I showed it to you this afternoon, didn't you, Arnold?
Yes.
And you noticed all the buttons down the front and how they were sewn on?
Yes, I remember they were all sewn on with heavy gray thread and all sewn on in the same manner.
And you knew, Arnold, they couldn't pull those buttons off? That they'd have to be cut off?
Yes. So what's the idea of calling me over about this coat? Is that all you have to say?
Well, the boys here just wanted to know if you thought the same as they did.
Oh, well, yes, there's no mistake about the coat.
Those girls are here, Captain.
Bring that spear girl in, Eddie.
Okay, Captain.
Arnold, will you sit in on this conference while I do the questioning?
Certainly. Go ahead.
Hello,
Dad. Oh,
hello, Myrtle. Good night,
Miss Steele.
Hi, Captain Steele. That's your coat, isn't it, Miss Steele?
Yes. And this man here brought it over right after the letter number.
And you remember what you told me about the button falling off when you sewed it on the night Hunt was murdered?
Yes, I sewed it on with heavy gray thread just the way the others were sewed on.
And the coat's just the same as it was?
Just the same as when I put it on and then handed it to the detective.
All right, Miss Steele, I'll talk to your partner now. Eddie, bring that Mr. Gale in here.
Okay, Captain.
Oh, Myrtle, wait outside until Margie's through, and then I'll take you girls home.
Oh, all right, Jack. I'll be right out here,
Margie.
Oh, come here. Hello, Miss
Arnold. Hello, Miss Minter.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here.
Yes, and I'm glad, too.
Well, that makes us all glad.
Now, Miss Minter, you know whose coat this is?
Yes, it's Myrtle's coat.
How do you know it's Myrtle's coat?
Because the man came down and got it after the letter number tonight.
And you're sure it's the same coat Myrtle wore the night Hunt was murdered?
Well, yes, sir, because there's only one coat for each girl.
Then she'd have to wear this coat. Well, take a look at it, Miss Minter.
Yeah, there's Myrtle's name on the lining of the collar.
Look at the buttons zipping down the front.
Well, they're all on there, Captain.
Are they all sewed on the same way?
Well, Well, this top one looks a little different.
No, it looks different, does it?
Oh, yes. The rest of them are all sewed on with gray thread, and this one is sewed on with black thread.
Something strange about that, Arnold, eh?
Yeah, let me see that.
Oh, that's easily accounted for, Captain.
How do you account for it, Miss Minter?
Well, that button came off Myrtle's coat the night Mr. Hunt was killed, and she went down to the sewing room and sewed it on again.
How do you know she did?
But she told me she did.
Stephen Smith is here.
Oh, bring him in. You may go now, Miss Minter. Head out that door. Go to the door.
Oh, may I go out with Myrtle?
No, you stay away from Myrtle. I'll be calling you again, so stay in that room.
Don't worry, my dear.
Well, Anna, are you getting this angle? The Spears girl deliberately changed that button on her coat tonight, trying to destroy evidence.
If she changed that button, I wouldn't say she destroyed evidence. I think it made her alibi clear.
Anna, you were a witness to the condition of that coat the first time it was brought in. If that girl thinks she's going to pull anything like that and get away with it, she's badly mistaken.
Do you want to see me, Captain?
Yes, Captain
Tapper.
T-I-F-F-I.
Oh, hello, Miss
Warren.
How are you,
Captain? Did you see my two boys sitting in the over to see over for the night?
Did I see them?
I went into the sewing room, and this one, this ugly one, was draped in a Spanish shawl doing a fandango. And this other one had on a bejeweled headdress. And they were both entirely surrounded by Corrines and loving it.
You say Eddie here had on a Spanish shawl?
Yes, Captain.
So this is what the New York Corrines are coming to. Going into Spanish shawls and bejeweled headdresses. I'm telling you, if this case isn't settled pretty soon, so I can get those guys out of that theater, they're going to demoralize the homicide squad. First thing you know, they'll be afraid to turn out for good murder without their smelling salts.
Far be it for me to say anything, Captain, but I think you're right. Those tick-ticks could take Rusty away from Joe Stalin. I'm the only man who's safe in the theater.
Well, now, getting down to business. You say you came into the sewing room and these boys were in there.
As I told you, they...
What did they ask
you? Oh, a lot of foolish questions about thread and noodles and scissors. Got one of them and ripped his pants.
Did you let them look all around the room?
They had looked and discovered everything but a piece of beeswax I've been treasuring.
Did they have this coat with them?
Yes, they brought it in with them. I'm surprised one of them wasn't wearing it.
Where did they leave it?
In the sewing room on my table.
How long was it there?
Several minutes.
Did you take it in the dressing room to the spear girl?
Well, no. Marge came in to get it from Earth and to borrow my scissors.
Scissors, eh? Did Mother Spear send her after them?
She didn't say.
Well, did she go right out of the sewing room?
Why...
I said, did she go right out of the sewing room?
Well, in a minute or two, we chatted a bit.
Come on. What did she say in that sewing room for?
Well, she... I promised not to tell, Captain.
Promised not to tell what?
Well, she had a little accident.
What kind of an accident?
Well, you know, Captain, Marge was kind of a nervous kid, and I promised I wouldn't tell it.
You wouldn't want me to break my word, would you, Captain? You'll tell it before you leave this room.
Well, she had the coat on her arm and the scissors in her other hand, and while she was talking to me, she accidentally slipped off the top button.
Oh, she accidentally slipped it off, did she?
Well, she was sorry about it. Marge wouldn't do anything like that on purpose. She took a needle and thread and sewed it right on again. Really, I don't see anything to make a fuss about. After all, that's a button between friends.
Well, you may go on now, Clarence.
Well, Captain, don't tell Marge I told you. I promised not to tell, and I wouldn't want to hurt her feelings. Good night, Miss Clarence.
Good night, Clarence.
Well, Arnold... I was just thinking of Mary.
Well, Paul, it's very evident that if Margie did cut that button off, she did it without Myrtle knowing anything about it. Because when you questioned Myrtle, she absolutely believed that coat was in the same condition as it was this afternoon.
Well, we'll soon find out. Bring that little one in here again, Eddie.
Okay, Captain.
I thought you'd be too harsh for that kid or two.
I'm telling you, Arnold, I'm not fooling around any longer. I mean business.
Do you want to talk to me again, Captain?
Sit down there, Miss Minter.
Thank you.
I just had a little talk with Karen. At first you didn't want to tell us about your coming in the sewing room, but then he said you'd been in there to borrow a pair of scissors. That's right, isn't it?
Did Clarence tell you that?
And he said you accidentally slipped off the top button.
Uh-oh.
Oh, but accidents will happen. And he said it was all right as long as you sewed the button on again.
Clarence said he wouldn't say anything about it, but as long as he...
Yes, he told us all about it. But, Miss Minter, why did you sew that button on with black thread and all the rest of them are sewed on with gray thread?
Well, I don't know why.
Yes, you do, Miss Minter. Now tell us why.
Tell him why, my dear.
I don't really know why I used the black thread.
Tell him why, my dear.
Well, thought it looked different from the others.
Why did you want it to look different?
Because the top button looked as if it had never been off the coat.
You mean you don't think it was ever off?
I mean, it didn't look that way.
You know it was never off. You changed that button because you thought it was furnishing an alibi for Martin Spears, didn't you?
Oh, no, Captain. I did it only to help her.
Well, you've helped her all right. You've proven to me that you know that button was never off the coat.
Oh.
And you've also proven that you know Martin Spears killed Ray Hunt.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, you understand, Mr. Alibi. I did it. You know, I only did it to help her.
O'Toole, don't you think you had a pretty good day?
Yes, a very good day. And I still got my ace in the hole.
Captain O'Toole has forced Margie to admit that she tampered with evidence in the investigation of Ray Hunt's murder. And he has twisted her actions to make it appear that she really thinks Myrtle Spears killed Hunt. Can Jack Arnold work out his theories in time to save Myrtle? Who killed Ray Hunt? Be sure to hear the next chapter of the thrilling story of Myrtle and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.